This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Ammar Shukri taking over Tagalong with Bilal Khan. We're going to get to some incredibly interesting topics with a whole lot of confusion and convolution, and inshallah it'll be interesting.
So with that said, guys, welcome. For those of you who don't know, this is Ammar Shukri. I am taking back the show, taking back the reins. So these series, we are going over the 99 names of Allah.
Yep. We're jumping right into Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the two most frequent names that come when you think of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they come after Al-Basmala. Ar-Rahman means the one who's filled with mercy, and the Rahim means the one who's consistently merciful, even though different scholars will mention different things with regards to what the meaning is of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and some even hold the opinion that there's actually no difference between Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But that's not my concern, what the difference is between the names. What is important is that people understand the concept that Allah Azza wa Jal is filled with mercy, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful, and that this is a name that keeps repeating and repeating and repeating, not just in the Quran.
One thought that comes to mind is the name Ar-Rahman coupled with any other attributes of Allah in the Quran? Because I know that you have At-Tawwab Ar-Rahim, you have Ar-Rahim coupled with other names. Is Ar-Rahman ever coupled with anything?
I don't think Ar-Rahman is actually coupled with anything.
Gotcha. So what's the meaning of Ar-Rahman itself?
So Ar-Rahman is the one who's actually filled with mercy. There's a difference of opinion with regards to the scholars, with regards to what the meaning of Ar-Rahman is. But the one that I find to be the closest is that Allah Azza wa Jalla Ar-Rahman is the one who's absolutely filled with mercy.
So his inventory of mercy is full.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So in Arabic, you'll say someone is ghadban when they're filled with anger.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking of some people whose names are al-ghadban. But yeah, someone who's filled with something is ala wazni fa'lan.
Okay.
It's at its...
And then what's Rahim? Would Rahim be the faucet?
So Rahim would be the one who's consistently merciful. That it's...
Oh, it consistently gives.
Always.
Always. Okay.
So Rahman is filled with mercy, but it's not like it's a one-time thing.
Okay.
Ar-Rahim is the one who's always merciful, consistently. And some have said that, no, he's Ar-Rahman in the dunya, and he's Ar-Rahim in the... He's Ar-Rahman in the dunya for everyone. And in the akhirah, in the hereafter, he's Ar-Rahim just for the believers.
Okay. Wouldn't the term Ar-Rahim also be equivalent for the dunya too? Because he's giving his mercy to...
And that's an argument that people use, because there's a statement that the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Ya Rahman ad-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. He says, O you who is the Rahman of the dunya and the hereafter, and the one who is the most merciful or the most consistent in their mercy for both of them as well, of both of them. But again, my point is for this, not to debate this issue, but it's just for people to... One of the things that has stuck with me is that I heard one of my teachers say that with regards to, you know, he was interviewing some high school kids, and it was an Islamic school, and he asked them, how many of you feel like Allah is angry with you?
Okay.
And he said the majority of them raised their hand. And that goes against who Allah Azza wa Jal is. This means that people don't have a concept of who Allah Azza wa Jal is, that he is the one whose mercy overcame his wrath. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who throughout the Quran, even in moments where his name is paired or his, you know, these two attributes are mentioned together, he mentions his mercy and he mentions his punishment, his mercy always overcomes his wrath.
Okay. So when you say overcomes, does it also, even in the literal sense of the fact that in the presentation, the mercy follows the anger in the Quran?
I don't know about follows. It'll be mentioned before.
Before, okay.
But there's... You'll have moments where Allah says that his mercy overcame his wrath, but also you have things like, you know, just the sentence structure will indicate for the person who pays attention that the mercy is greater. So you have where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafur ar-rahim. Allah says, tell my slaves that I am al-ghafur ar-rahim.
Okay.
Tell my slaves that I am al-ghafur, the most forgiving, ar-rahim, the one who's continuous in his mercy. Great. Wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabu al-adim. And tell them that my punishment is the painful punishment. Now, someone may be reading this and they're like, oh, Allah mentions his punishment and his reward in the same breath, in the same verse. But the way that the actual verse is broken down, there's so much more weight that's given to his mercy even in that verse. Because he says, tell my slaves, tell them that mine, ibadi. He could have said, tell creation, tell the people. There could have been distance, but he made it personal, or he made this his.
Okay.
And then he says that I am al-ghafoor. So he made that a name of himself. He says that I am the most forgiving, Ar-Rahim, the most continuous in their mercy. So he attributes both of these to himself. And then he uses the term I twice. Anni, ana.
Anni ana. So Anni I ana. Am
I Al-Ghafur Rahim. And then when it comes to his punishment, he says, "Wa anna adhabi," and my punishment. He doesn't say, "And that I am the punisher." He doesn't call himself that, right? He doesn't do the same thing.
Okay.
And he doesn't say that.
So how does he describe it?
He says, "And my punishment is severe." Okay. And my punishment is the severe punishment.
Okay, so one is that I am this, and the other one is I can do that.
And that my punishment is, yeah. Okay. But when it came to mercy, he describes it as himself. He makes it an attribute of himself.
It's almost like saying that, you know what? I can do that, but because you're my slave, I am merciful. So that
I am the merciful.
I am the merciful, so therefore that would take precedence.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of emphasis in the first verse.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I mean, the other thought I had in my mind was the fact that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim precedes Al-Malik Yawm al-Din.
Precedes Malik Yawm al-Din, okay.
And the fact that on the Day of Judgment, that's the thing that people fear, is reckoning.
Yeah, and not only that, but Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim appears twice in Surah Al-Fatiha, right?
Yeah.
So you have it in the Basmala, and then again, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the first attribute is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and yes, it comes before Malik Yawm al-Din.
Gotcha.
Beautiful. And there's just so much. I mean, there's nothing really. If you look at the Sharia, you'll find all of these little drops and jewels. And throughout the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy, so many examples of it, that a person who they know that they are the servants of Ar-Rahman and that the one who created them is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it gives them so much in their life. Like, for example, we all go through our hardships, right?
Yeah.
We all go through problems. We all desire things. And sometimes a lot of what we desire is withheld from us. We don't get it. And so if you simply put in your phrase, you say, I didn't get this job that I want.
Yeah.
I didn't get this spouse that I want. I didn't get whatever it is, this toy that I want, this vacation that I want, whatever it is that I want. If you simply put into that equation that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is the one who decreed that this spouse isn't the one that I get. How does that make you feel?
The fact that he's out of our, for our own good.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the one who withheld this desire of mine or didn't give it to me at this particular time, whatever it is.
You know, it's like the opposite of those what if type stories when they, or not even what if, like those wish stories, right? Somebody like those, the scary ones where somebody wishes for something and everything that they gets granted to them is in fact a detriment to them. But this is like the exact opposite of that.
It's completely perspective changing. You know, it gives you this comfort. I'm not saying that a person becomes like stagnant with regards to their life and completely complacent, but you are comforted and consoled that when you're actually going after something and you don't get it, that the one who withheld it from you is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, right? The one who took away your loved one is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It's more merciful to you than you are to yourself, right? So this is, that's part of the beauty of believing and knowing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It gives you a lot of comfort in your life.
It is kind of, maybe this would be a good point to close on, but I just remembered in the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah with Ibrahim as salam was making the dua, right? Well, after he makes the Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antat tawwab. Sami'ul Alim. He follows that up later down the line. Rabbana waj'al muslimayni laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak wa arina manasikana wa tub 'alaina innaka antat tawwab rahim. He's asking for the rites of Hajj or the manasik of Hajj as a means of coming closer to the forgiveness of Allah, who is At-Tawwab Ar-Rahim. And what is Hajj except that we come out with a clean slate?
Beautiful. Beautiful. And it's just absolutely like, you know, the person who deals with Allah and they know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it always gives them hope and it always gives them inspiration. You know, there's one of my favorite poets. His name is Abu Nawas. And Abu Nawas was actually someone who wrote a lot of poetry about alcohol. So he was somebody who, he liked his wine. And he's someone that would be considered, a sinner.
Mm.
And when he passed away, a person saw him in a dream. And they said to him, "What did your Lord do with you? Like, how'd you end up?" And he said, "My Lord forgave me because of some verses that I wrote and I placed it under my pillow." So his verses were absolutely breathtaking, the verses that he wrote. And the point is that he was someone who knew who Allah was.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't someone who was, he was distant in a sense, but he was aware in a sense.
What was the name of the Sahabi that was a drunk, but he would always seek out the punishment? And so, but at the same time, Rasulullah said he's someone who loves Allah.
Abdullah Himar
is
his name. At least that's one of the narrations with regards to that story. I've heard that story a couple of times. But Abu Nawas, the verses that he said is, he says, "Oh my Lord, if my sins are great in number, I know that your forgiveness is greater." If my sins are great because of their number, I know that your forgiveness is greater. أَدْعُوكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَضَرُّعًا. I call upon you, my Lord, like you commanded, in humility and subjugation. فَإِنْ رَدَدْتَ يَدِي, if you repel my hand, فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ, who's going to have mercy on me? Like, if you're not going to forgive me, who is? And if you're not going to have mercy on me, who is? إِنْ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٌ, if the only one who can have hope in you are the righteous, all of these goody two-shoes, these guys, فَمَنْ يَرْجُ الْمُسِيءُ الْمُجْرِمُ, then what about the criminals? Who are we supposed to, you know, the bad guys, who are we supposed to have hope in? مَالِي وَسِيلَةُ لَكَ إِلَّا الرَّجَاءُ وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ ثُمَّ إِنِّي مُسْلِمٌ. So the only path I have towards you is الرَّجَاءُ, hope, and your beautiful forgiveness, and that I'm a Muslim. And so as far as the dream goes, that person says, mm-hmm. says that I saw him in a dream, and he said that my Lord forgave me. And that's the beauty of knowing الرَّحْمَنَ الرَّحِيمُ.
Fair enough. We'll see you guys soon. Assalamu alaikum.